Export Finance Today from Standard Chartered.
Hello and welcome to Export Finance Today, a brand new podcast series from Standard Chartered about export finance and its impact on economies and societies. I'm your host, Chloe Tilley, and each episode we will be joined by expert guests for their specialist insight into our theme. Well, this time we're looking at the development of solar-powered electricity infrastructure in Angola in southern Africa, backed by 1.29 billion euros of financing. Joining me in the studio are Rodrigo Costeira, Structured Finance at Portugal's MCA Group, which works in the construction of infrastructure facilities, renewable energy, urban development and healthcare. Hi there, Rodrigo.
Hi there. Glad to be here.
Nice to have you with us. And also with us is Yoshi Ichikawa, who is Head of Europe Structured Export Finance at Standard Chartered. Hi there, Yoshi.
Hello.
Now, Rodrigo, MCA Group is managing the construction and project management for this new solar electricity infrastructure in Angola. Just give us a sense of what this big project is aiming to do.
MCA indeed has been working in this interesting project for more than 2 years now. And this project basically aims at putting electricity in a very remote area of Angola that is not electrified at this day. So it's a project to electrify 60 villages, 6-0, to reach 200,000 households and provide electricity to more than 1 million people.
Wow. And so just give us a sense of what Angola is like, because of course it's got Portuguese heritage, hasn't it?
Yes. So Angola was a Portuguese colony until the late 60s in the 20th century. Then the independence came. They have been developing the infrastructure and the country since those times. One thing we need to understand is that the country is vast. It's a huge country with only 20-something million people. So it's sparsely populated. And the infrastructure is okay in the coastal areas, but in the remote rural areas, it's very difficult to reach there. It's very difficult to travel there.
So give us a sense of the type of challenges that you're facing when you're getting such a large project like this off the ground.
So in terms of data, there was no data available. How many people live there? What are the roads that are with good condition for us to travel there and to see? How many households exist? What are the electricity consumptions of these people? What do they have? What are their needs? How many businesses are there? So nothing was there. And we needed to build this from scratch in order to be able to design the project. We took drone footage of all the 60 villages of the lines that we are building. Only with this degree of accuracy are you able to then structure the project in a way that it will deliver the electricity that the people need to have their basic needs satisfied in a stable manner over the next course of 20 years, because this is a long-term project.
Yoshi, let's turn to you, because Standard Chartered announced the 1.29 billion euros of financing to the Angolan Ministry of Finance. This project is being developed by the Angolan Ministry of Energy and Water. Just explain to us, if you would, Standard Chartered's role in the development of this whole project.
It is truly a collaboration with the MCA government of Angola, represented by the implementing ministry and Ministry of Finance. So the single largest contribution that we made for this transaction is to, let's say, marry MCA with the German Export Credit Agency, which is not, you know, normal, thinkable, perceivable solution, let's say. Mm.
Well, let's talk about that, because the financing is backed by the German Export Credit Agency, Euler Hermes. How does collaboration like this deliver for clients, but also crucially meet sustainable development goals?
Sure, that was a win-win for all parties. Angolan government and the most important population of Angola can have access eventually to the electricity, not relying on the hydrocarbon. German ECA can promote, you know, two things in particular. One, you know, German supply chain, in particular in the solar space, which is not necessarily prominent segment within the German industry. And then secondly, therefore, they can also promote German government supporting the decarbonization and then promoting the clean energy, renewable energy. And then obviously from a MCA perspective, they can get the project across the line because financing will be there. And then from our side, of course, we can contribute to all parties by making the successful financing. We are very, very grateful for German Export Credit Agency, Ola Helmester, having decided to come into this transaction.
Well, let's get both your thoughts now on how this new infrastructure is actually going to help the people in Angola. I'm thinking of tangible examples, tangible differences it's going to make to their day-to-day lives and, of course, future generations.
This is an easy one. A lot of these 60 villages, or the majority of them, currently has no access to electricity. Those that have rely on generators that are most of the time not working due to spares that are not there, or they don't have gas to work because the lorry with the gas only gets there every 2 or 3 weeks. In the villages that had no electricity, some of them had no means to have communication towers, for instance, for cell phones to work because they didn't have power. Now, with the electricity, they will be able to have power. There are a number of other things. They will have public illumination, for instance, in the main streets. This project already provides for that too. More safety, health will be better, education.
This one is fundamentally transformational to people on the ground, in particular people inland, because they don't simply have access to stable fuel to generate electricity. And then this project would significantly reduce the carbon footprint of the country.
So what would you say, each of you, just one thing that you would say excites you most about the construction of this electricity distribution infrastructure?
I would say it's the development of a large part of the country that will now see the light of day.
Sustainable development. That's the key word, I would say.
Let's talk about timeframes, because this is always important. Rodrigo, what would you say is the time frame for this project? When's it going to finish?
In 3 years' time. So the project is to be implemented in three phases. And as soon as we receive the notice to proceed, we have the three-year period to implement this project.
And Yoshi, looking ahead, what impact do you think the solar project will have on the economy of Angola in the years ahead?
Believe it or not, Angola has been the net exporter of the crude oil, and they have been importing the refined products such as diesel. Of course, there is separate efforts by the country and the government to develop a refinery so that, they don't have to import. But by and large, you can reduce the imports by thanks to these facilities. That would immediately give the reduction of the foreign exchange necessity, and they can use for other things.
Sure. And on the other hand, we have this project being implemented in largely in a rural area where the inhabitants are farmers with very few resources, and access to electricity will allow them to have refrigerators to store their goods, have boreholes with electrified mechanisms to take water and to irrigate. So there are studies from the World Bank that explain that 1 to 5 years after these facilities are installed in these type of countries, the economy related with the agriculture, they just boom. So we are also expecting a very good outcome on that front.
This one is, you know, separate. This one is detached from the central distribution channel. They can make the bespoke development on the rural communities without having to connect with the large-scale power generation center. So that's very important. And then I think this will be spill over as a good example to the rest of the African continent.
Well, that's it for our first episode. Great to meet you both and hear about how that 1.29 billion euros of export financing will be put to such good use. Rodrigo, thank you.
Thank you very much.
And Yoshi, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Join us again soon when we will continue to look at export finance and its impact on economies and societies. Also, do subscribe to this series so you won't miss an episode. From me, Chloe Tilley, from Rodrigo Costera, and from Yoshi Ichikawa, thank you for listening and goodbye.
Export Finance Today. Back soon.